Today is tax day, and before we get to Steve's number one tax tip, take a listen to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders when she told Fox News that this Congress is not smart enough to look through President Trump's tax records. Wow, take a listen.
This is all about political partisanship. This is a dangerous, dangerous road. And frankly, Chris, I don't think Congress, particularly not this group of congressmen and women, are smart enough to look through the thousands of pages that I would assume that President Trump's taxes will be. My guess is most of them don't do their own taxes, and I certainly don't trust them to look through the decades of success that the president has and determine anything. He's filled out hundreds of pages in a financial disclosure form.
Have you filed your taxes yet?
I'm almost finished. I'm in the process. I've got a couple more days.
I'm asking for an extension. Okay, Sarah, thank you.
For what? Her boss hasn't filed. Why should she?
No.
Y'all don't understand. He didn't file.
Well,
it's against the law not to file.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
He's filed, but
he won't show them.
He's not going to show them.
Yeah,
you're not going. You can subpoena them, and they're not gonna. It's not that you're not smart enough.
Well, that's
it's that you won't believe what he's done.
The deduction
to pay the amount of taxes that he's paid, for which he has paid based on the amount of money he's earned.
Right.
It's just going to be mind-boggling. They cannot let you see that. And he ain't still getting audited.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But she insulted Congress, though.
She really, really did. Especially this fresh crop of men and women.
Congress.
Yeah.
Men and women. What are you talking about?
Yeah. She sounds a little more aggressive now, too, after that Mueller report came out.
Oh, they're going to get at her now. Yeah. I want you to understand something. She better have her stuff together.
Yeah. When you point the finger, right?
Because I can promise you what they're going to be saying. We can't figure out here. Well, let's look at yours.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, the House Democrats have given the Trump administration a hard deadline of April 23rd to turn over the president's tax returns. Now, according to the White House Ways and Means Committee, under a tax code, the committee chairperson can ask the IRS for any taxpayer's returns, and the Treasury Department shall furnish them.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it will.
Now, what are we going to do? Because you can't indict a sitting president.
Sitting president, right.
And he's probably done nothing illegal. He's just used some loopholes y'all ain't going to believe. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to believe it either. Let me just put myself in that group, too. Because the taxes I'm paying, help me, Jesus.
Well, Steve,
Father God.
Since it is tax day, the last day to file your taxes or to file for an extension, what is your tax tip for us for today, dear?
Pay your damn taxes.
That's what you said Friday.
This is all the tip I got. Pay your damn taxes.
Stop playing.
Don't play with these people. These people are the only people who ain't got to ask you nothing.
Yeah.
They can garnish your wages or they can put a freeze on your account. And I got news for you. When they put the freeze on the account and you get scared and you cam the money down now, it stay frozen for 6 more weeks. Oh, they don't unfreeze it the day you pay the money. Listen to me.
No defrosting.
Oh, no. They take their damn time. They punish you.
Ooh, wow.
Steve.
Man, don't. Hey, listen to me, y'all. Don't play with these people.
Yeah.
Get it done, buddy.
If you can't file it tomorrow, then just file an extension. Get an extension, and then you'll have until October.
File your damn taxes, man.
But pay.
And
pay
them damn people tomorrow.
I love it, Steve.
He's speaking from experience, from his heart. Let's just say from his heart.
From the bottom of it. You hear it?
Uh-huh. Mm, from the bottom of it, Tommy.
Woo. Tommy. Straight 100. He keeping it.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Pay people.
Passionate
one more time, Steve, in case someone is just joining us this very moment.
What do you want?
A tax tip. Your tax tip.
Ask me for it.
Okay, so Steve, today is tax day. Can you give us a tax tip for
pay your damn taxes?
All right. The nephew is up next with today's prank phone call right after this.